All right, good morning. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Mid-Atlantic Lawn Report. My name is Tom, and I'm really glad you're here. If this is your first time listening, here's what this show is all about. There are thousands of lawn videos and articles online, but here's the problem. Most of them are trying to talk to everyone. Lawn care in Minnesota is different from lawn care in Florida, and both are different from what we deal with here in the Mid-Atlantic region. Every Monday, we're going to focus on what's happening right now in Delaware, Maryland, southeastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey, northern Virginia, and nearby areas. Each week, we'll break the show down into four parts. First, we'll talk about the weather and how it's affecting your lawn. Second, we'll cover diseases that are becoming active. And third, we'll look at insects and pests. Finally, we will finish with what you should actually be doing this week to keep your lawn healthy. This isn't going to be a show where I tell you to buy 10 different products. My goal is to help you understand what's happening in your yard so you can make better decisions. So grab a cup of coffee, take a walk around your yard afterwards, and let's get started. Segment one, weather report. We're right in the middle of summer, and if you've looked at your yard lately, you probably notice it's not growing like it did back in May. That's completely normal. Cool season grasses like tall fescue, Kentucky bluegrass, and perennial ryegrass don't love hot weather. They survive it, but they don't thrive in it. One thing many homeowners overlook is nighttime temperatures. People usually pay attention to the afternoon high, but grass actually recovers overnight. When temperatures stay in the 70s all night, your lawn doesn't get much of a chance to recover from the day's heat. Humidity also plays a huge role in this time of year. Even if your lawn has enough water, high humidity creates the perfect environment for fungal diseases. That's why two neighborhoods with the same rainfall can have completely different disease problems. This is also a good time to think about how you're watering. Many people water a little bit every evening because they think they're helping the lawn. In reality, frequent shallow watering encourages shallow roots. Deep, infrequent watering encourages roots to grow down where the soil stays cooler and holds more moisture longer. Take a screwdriver and push it into the soil after watering. If it only goes in an inch or two, your irrigation isn't soaking deeply enough. Before we move on, walk your lawn one morning this week. Look for dew, look at the color of the grass, notice which areas are dry first, and pay attention to shady versus sunny spots. You'll learn more about your lawn in 10 minutes than you will be by looking at it from your driveway. All right, segment two, disease watch. Heat and humidity are the two biggest drivers of disease right now. One of the most common diseases this time of year is brown patch. Brown patch often starts as small patches that expand over several days. Early in the morning, you may even notice a darker ring around the outside of the patch while the grass is still wet with dew. Another disease to watch for is dollar spot. Dollar spot gets its name from the small circular patches it creates about the size of a silver dollar. People often think they have insect damage when it's actually dollar spot. One of the best things you can do each week is simply observe. Walk your lawn in the early morning. Look for unusual colors. Look for circles. Look for fuzzy growth while the dew is still on the grass. One mistake I see homeowners make is researching for fungicide the moment they see brown grass. Brown grass doesn't automatically mean disease. It could be drought stress, mower damage, dog urine, insects, compacted soil, and even just a dull mower blade tearing the grass instead of cutting it cleanly. Always identify the problem before treating it. All right, segment three, insect watch. Japanese beetles are still active this time of year. If your roses or grapevines suddenly look lace, there is a good chance Japanese beetles are responsible. Many people ask whether killing the adult beetles prevent grub damage later. The answer is not very much. Adult beetles can fly long distances, so reducing the number in your own yard doesn't necessarily stop new beetles from arriving. Later this summer, we'll begin paying closer attention to grubs. We'll also start watching for sod webworm and cinch bugs. One of the easiest ways to tell the difference between drought stress and insect damage is to tug gently on the grass. If it pulls up easily, with little or no roots attached, grubs may be feeding below the surface. If the roots are healthy but the grass still looks stressed, keep investigating before assuming it's insects. All right, segment four, what should you be doing this week? This is the part of the show where we focus on practical advice. If you only remember a few things from today's episode, let them be these. Raise your mowing height. Longer grass shades the soil, keeps roots cooler, and helps conserve moisture. Keep your mower blade sharp. A dull blade tears grass instead of cutting it cleanly, and those torn tips lose water faster and can make the lawn look gray or brown. Water deeply rather than frequently. If your lawn is healthy, it can usually tolerate some summer stress. Don't panic just because growth slows down. This is also the perfect time to start planning for fall. If you're thinking about overseeding, don't wait until the last minute to buy seed. The best seed varieties often sell out quickly. If you need to aerate, think about scheduling it now before everyone's calendar fills up. If you've been considering a soil test, now is a good time to collect samples so you'll know exactly what your lawn needs before fall fertilization begins. Remember, the work you do in late summer sets the stage for everything that happens in September and October. Tip of the week. Here's this week's takeaway. Go outside this week and really observe your lawn. Don't just mow it. Walk it. Look at it. Notice where the sun hits first. Notice where water collects. And notice where the grass grows faster or slower. The more time you spend observing your lawn, the fewer surprises you will have later. So in closing, thank you so much for joining me for the very first episode of the Mid-Atlantic Lawn Report. I hope this becomes part of your Monday routine. Every week we'll talk about what's happening right now, not what's happening last month, and not what might happen in 3 months from now. We'll cover the weather, diseases, and insects, and exactly what you should be doing that week to keep your lawn looking at its best. Until next Monday, I am Tom. Have a great week and enjoy your yard, and thank you for listening.